7 after the hour. It's Beyond Good Day with Doug Steffen, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and Roberta Fasanelli. I have the honor today to begin the conversation, and I have something. This is one of those things, when I get cranked up about stuff, normally people want me to just go off in a corner somewhere. So I have an opportunity here to be in my radio corner and pass along something that may or may not be of significance to you. You, as with the case in all of our discussions and stories, you are the final arbiter as to whether or not you're interested, whether you think this is worth a moment or two of your time. It has to do with Bill Gates, his philanthropy, and corporate profit. How many people are interested in that? Does that intrigue you enough for me to go on? All of...
Aye, aye.
We know about the Gates Foundation, first of all, right?
Right.
$26 billion in assets, started in 1994 to help developing countries and the UN with their health goals. Sounds pretty good on the surface, right? It's called leveraged philanthropy. Uh-oh. It's a new model of public-private partnerships brought about by some of the uber-rich folks like Gates, who is trying to do good. I don't think anybody's questioning that. But while he's doing good, he's protecting corporate profits. So are these two, do you, under the circumstances I explain this, do you become suspicious of him and his way of doing things? Or is this just smart business? Over the past three or four years, the Gates Foundation has spent $1 billion on training programs that basically do research, and the research is aimed at helping health around the world, right? Now, the Gates Foundation publishes... by paying, it's a pay-for-play thing. Magazines, scientific journals are looking into the work the Gates Foundation is doing and or paying for, but they are looking into it with the eye toward making the Gates Foundation look good because Gates is paying for it. And one of the companies that they are promoting are Monsanto. And Dow.
Oh, your buddies.
Some of the biotech giants. And supposedly the value of their work to increase the well-being of the health and long life countries that are behind the curve, shall we say. Africa especially. So these are countries where Monsanto and Dow want to introduce the GMO seeds, way of farming, et cetera, et cetera. And so what Gates is doing, Bill Gates is heavily invested in Monsanto and Dow. So do you understand the circle that I'm painting here?
Mm-hmm.
You get the picture, right? Gates, through his foundation, promotes the health and well-being, supposedly, of people in third world countries. One of the ways to do that is to make agriculture more modern. And one of the things that they're doing is promoting using the GMO seeds that are made by Monsanto, in whom Gates is heavily invested.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the reason why I raise an eyebrow?
Yeah.
Not bad. I mean, I don't know. I don't like Monsanto. I like Bill Gates, and I like his foundation. I like what he's done. I like Microsoft, yada, yada, yada.
But is it getting to the point where these billionaires are using these foundations as tax write-offs and at the same time using it to help make them money on their investments?
Yep. That's the Richie's got it down.
So it's not really about doing good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Do we question his doing good? Is he really?
I've got so much money.
Yep.
And I'm paying so much in taxes.
Yeah.
How do I write down my tax debt?
Apparently, the Gates Foundation is loaded with all kinds of questions of conflicts of interest. They have other partners. He's invested in GlaxoSmithKline, which just pled guilty to the largest health fraud case in the history of our country. The Gates Foundation has a partnership with them that controls enormous funds for the purchase, pricing, and delivery of vaccines.
Yeah, I don't think you can hold somebody accountable for that, though.
What? Vaccines?
When you invest in a company and all of a sudden that company,
no,
I mean, he doesn't control
the company. I'm not suggesting that. I just made a reference to it. But GlaxoSmithKline does control the distribution of most of the vaccines, and he's a heavily in Gates is personally heavily invested in GlaxoSmithKline. So when he promotes them and their vaccines through his foundation, he also, because he's invested personally in GlaxoSmithKline, is a benefactor, a beneficiary, if you will. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that good or bad? He's helped a lot of people live longer lives. But by the same token, he's making money on it. Smart? It's not dumb. Is this just one of these things that just the public needs to know, ought to know? Is it interesting conversation? I find I'm disappointed that he would be that big a supporter of Monsanto, frankly. That's just me speaking, because I don't like Monsanto.
They're evil.
They are evil. They are very evil. I don't know about GlaxoSmithKline, whether they're evil or they aren't evil. I guess maybe you could, that the tone of what I said, Richie, in you asked why did I say that, they just paid a big fine. Are they evil too? So, I mean, certainly conversational.
I just don't like when somebody tries to control all of one thing, especially when it's our food supply.
Yeah. Well, you didn't hear this over the time you were gone. The new farm bill did not pass because a few of Monsanto's bought and paid for congressmen inserted in the middle of the night an add-on to the farm bill that would protect GMO seeds and, in fact, give them government support, give Monsanto government support. Mm. It's the so-called Monsanto rider. And because enough people in Congress on both sides found out about it,
they're scared to death.
They canned it. The farm bill didn't pass.
I was thinking about this weekend when I saw a Safeway ad for seedless watermelons.
Uh-huh.
And I just started thinking how everybody thinks, oh, cool, seedless watermelons. I don't have to worry about spitting out the seeds. Well, where are the seeds going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who is going to grow the new watermelons? Yeah. Who's controlling the seeds for those watermelons?
Monsanto!
Yeah.
DuPonto!
Mm-hmm.
La, la, la! So anyway. There's also, I mean, you can go on and on. I think those two connections and the question are asked. I put it out there, so you think about it. And if it has value to you, then you'll talk about it more. If it doesn't, you'll just say, there's Stefan off on another crank again.
Ah.
Hi, Roberta Fasanelli is next here on Good Day. It's 15 past the hour.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for completing defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Very sweet. Roberta, you're going to explain to us why we're listening to this stuff?
This actually was the opening theme music for a British comedy show starring John Cleese called Fawlty Towers, F-A-W-L-T-Y Towers, that was about a hotel in Britain. It ran on the BBC in the mid-70s and is actually hysterical. Well, there is another Fawlty Towers, and it's the Fawlty Towers Motel. And it's in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Now, this motel was having a lot of problems, just, you know, trying to survive. You know, it's a small, independently owned hotel. Well, they reopened it now in the summertime, and it's doing extraordinarily well. And one of the reasons why it's doing extraordinarily well is that it's part of a $440 million annual industry. And that industry is nude recreation.
Hoo-ah!
So the Fawlty Towers Motel reopened as a clothing optional resort. And apparently it is doing extraordinarily well. It's only 32 rooms, but it's a growing industry, and people love it. I mean, it's constantly full now. Of course, within 2 or 3 days of opening, the Cocoa Beach folks, the government there was kind of like going a little nutty when they found out that it was a clothing optional. And, some residents were saying, oh, it's a perversion. It's a drugs and sex and promiscuity and blah, blah, blah. When in reality, it's none of that whatsoever. And they found that it didn't run afoul of any laws whatsoever. I mean, it was perfectly legal. So if you want to experience clothing optional recreation, which basically means you don't have to wear clothes when you're in the pool, like just like you, Doug. That's why I thought this story was great.
I'm headed there. Where's the address?
Because you love to swim in your pool.
I do. I love to swim.
Why would you do it if there were 50 other people in the pool, Doug?
What would I do?
Would you swim naked in a pool with 50 other people?
If they were naked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have nothing to be ashamed of.
No. Whether you'd be ashamed of
proud to show off his, glasses.
No, I just think it doesn't make. I think we're just. It's so frustrating. People ought to work. I mean, the problem with people is they don't want to show off their bodies because they're not proud of their bodies. I don't mind mine. I have a little something extra.
Yeah, but they said everybody from 100 pounds to 500 pounds, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it's usually the fat, ugly people that are willing to share
themselves there first.
Off.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Look at me.
Fawlty Towers Motel.
Richie, you saying you're fat and ugly? Is that what you said, look at me?
No, I'm very shy when it comes to that stuff.
Richie's got a story next year on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
So it's time now for Mr. McFadden, who's come back from his trip to Colombia. A lot of sunshine down there.
Tons.
Good times.
Yes.
Humid there, is it not? Well, even getting to the...
Well, on the north coast, it's hot and humid, but the breeze is constant, so it keeps you nice and cool. When you think of wind and sun, it makes me think of solar storms, which we've kind of come to know a little bit in the past decade or so, Doug, because a lot of people, you know, and myself, I look at solar storms as one of the reasons we have changing weather in our climate. And, you know, a lot of people will think different things create weather changes, and I think solar storms, and a lot of scientists do, are one of the things that are helping us see the changes.
Global warming!
Well, yeah, that's one of it. So... But apparently, recently, there's more concern over these solar storms. They are saying that over the next 2 years, as the sun reaches the peak of its 10-year activity cycle, it's in a cycle right now, 10-year cycle, that there is a heightened risk of a whopping solar storm that could knock out power grids, satellite, communications.
Never happened in India?
Airplane. That's not what happened in India, but they're using that as an example of what it would look like if one of these solar storms hit. Because apparently what these solar storms can do is they can knock out the transformers that connect all of the power grids together, and it could create havoc.
Yeah.
Satellites, airplanes fly lower when there's a threat of a solar storm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it could knock out everything. So governments are starting to take this more seriously now. The Brits are really on top of this, trying to watch it. But basically what happens is this: the sun burps out this coronal mass, and it's like a bubble bursting off of the sun's surface with millions of tons of gas racing through space, and it'll hit satellites at hundreds of miles per second. And communications, boom, your GPS, your cell phones, all of that kind of stuff, gone. So now the governments are really starting to look at this thing and say, okay, what are the real chances that one of these solar storms could knock out something like a United States power grid in, say, New York City, Washington, Los Angeles, Chicago, whatever? Small, but it's a real thing. And it just makes me think, and look at all of the science fiction that we watch over the last 50 years, and then stuff comes true. And how often do you see something like this in the movies or whatever? And you just, what would it be like? New York? Roberta, you've had a blackout in New York or a brownout. Doug, they have them in Los Angeles quite often, the brownouts. Mm-hmm. What would it be like if you didn't have all of your electronic devices or even lights?
I love it when we have blackouts, I'll tell you the truth, because it's just so quiet at night. It's so peaceful.
Yeah, but let's say it goes for a month in New York City.
A month would be a bit much.
Let's say it goes for a week.
I think it would descend into anarchy, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the quiet that you can hear over the, you know, looting going on beneath? And
in 2003, a magnetic storm triggered malfunctions in 47 satellites that led to the loss of $640 million.
Wow.
That is a wow.
Yeah.
It's a very dangerous kind of a thing.
A little one.
For a lot of businesses. Again, we are back to the same focus of technology, how dependent we are on technology, and what happens if there's a burp.
You go back to that. You go back to 1921. A magnetic storm was blamed for putting New York Central Railroad out of action and disrupting telegraph and telephone networks all across Europe.
Why in 1921? What happened?
A solar storm. A magnetic storm.
But how did that affect the operation? The trains at that time were all, the locomotives were all steam. So what are they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
1859, there was a storm that disrupted technology back then.
What technology was it?
Yeah, what kind of technology?
1859.
I don't know.
That would be interesting to check out.
All right, but that's good food for thought. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ballgame.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Late breaking news from the Olympics. I don't know if this is true or not. Somebody just sent me this news flash before we get back to our Beyond Good Day stories. See, we've had one from me, one from Roberta, one from Richie. Now it's Heather's turn. Great stories of sportsmanship out of England. Somebody in the crowd threw carpet tacks all over the road, flattening tires for the bike riders. And somebody somebody was killed, I believe, Saturday, or Friday or Saturday, in this race, or the races. Very rainy, and somebody went through. I mean, the roads were all blocked off.
That's awful. That's awful.
It really is. Well, they did Tour de France, I think, didn't they? They thought they were looking for what's-his-face to come down. They don't like the American, the usual stuff, you know, with the French.
Yeah, French and the Americans.
But you see, this is what gives the media coverage of all these things, gives cucamongas these ideas, and that's, you know, where this stuff starts. You know, what's the old expression? There's no original idea. Everything's been thought of by somebody else before.
Yeah.
So the fact that we have so much coverage of all of this stuff, it just gives people cause. Oh, yeah, okay, that looks, I think I'll try that. I'll get a box of tacks and throw them out there, and it'll be fun. It's sick.
Awful.
It is. All right. You know, so meanwhile, what?
I'm sitting up here looking at the Olympics is on in the background.
Yeah.
Doubles ping pong.
Woohoo.
Doubles
ping pong. So you have four Asian guys standing around a 6-foot ping pong table slamming the ball at each other. Who in the world thinks that this is an Olympic event? I mean, Roman Greco wrestlers and decathlon guys who were the great Roman athletes of the time are sitting up there going, laughing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And they put it on TV.
I believe it's Heather's turn, is it not?
Yeah. All right, back to your vegetables.
I'm going to keep well my vegetables card off and sell.
I'm going to inspire us, Doug.
Yes, you are. Good.
By guess who? No one other than the USDA. Did you ever think I would say that?
What an inspiration they'll be. I'll be waiting for this. Yeah.
Yep, I thought you'd be interested. Actually, listen to this. So how about the USDA comes out and tells their employees they have this big post saying, we are going to have Meatless Monday.
Yeah. Meatless Monday.
Meatless Monday in the cafeteria.
Yay.
At USDA. I think they have seen the light. It's like one of those holy tomato kind of moments. They got it. They're doing great. They're telling us to, you know, decrease our limit on saturated fat, increased fruits and veggies, and look at this for their employees. They're saying Meatless Monday! Hooray!
Meatless Monday!
Woo!
What about the cattle ranchers that are all members or overseen by the USDA?
Yeah, how about those National Cattlemen Beef Association
guys? Meatless Monday, sure.
They had a cow.
They had a cow. Yeah, they did.
They came out.
They sued Oprah. Yeah. It didn't work.
Oh, ridiculous.
Well.
Yeah, yeah. They were just not pleased at all. Did not find any humor in the Meatless Monday thing going on.
They sued Oprah and lost in court. They had to pay all their court costs.
Did they lose on that?
Yeah, big time. Oh. Big time. So I'm not figuring this is going to go. Well, somebody sues them.
So what did the cattle ranchers say to the USDA about their Meatless Monday?
Oh, they said, you know, how dare you accuse them of being against agribusiness and this whole dispute and whatever and trying to reduce.
Who's accusing whom of what?
The cattle guys are calling USDA, saying that they're basically trying to hurt their business, encouraging this Meatless Monday concept.
Okay.
And so then one day later, USDA rolls over and says USDA does not endorse Meatless Monday.
So let me ask you this.
It took them one day to roll over.
This is a perfect example of how stupid people in government could be. Uh-huh. If a schlub like me in 10 seconds can go, I could see this being a problem with the Cattle Ranchers Association.
Why would they do it?
Why wouldn't anybody working at the USDA have that same
thought? They have no common sense. You see this over and over and over and over again. It happens every day with government at every level. This is the kind of stuff. But this is the only reason they did is because of the political.
Because they didn't think it through.
That is one thing.
Props for trying to create a healthy atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
think it through, dude.
Yeah. Well, but
take a minute.
Not only that, but they claim government agencies are not supposed to be political or influenced by the political process. This is a tricameral government. We have the legislative, we have the executive, and we have the judicial, all right? And they are not supposed to affect or interfere with the operations of the other. Like the judicial is supposed to interfere with the legislative, nor administrative. Administrative not supposed to. We all know that's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
Because they all influence everybody, and it's all about the big money. It's all about the PAC money. It's all about the money coming in. Somebody asked a very good question earlier today, which I will underscore or repeat. The question had to do with where the money was coming from. There are super PACs that are political. However, the organizations, whatever 501c3 or a C4 or a C6 that you want to name, that has a quote-unquote vested interest in the political system, can give as much money as it wants to now, and you don't have to disclose who your donors are.
Mm-hmm.
When you're giving money to a campaign directly, PACs have to disclose where the money's coming from. If you are not a PAC, but you are an entity, let's say you're the Red Cross, or let's say you're the United Appeal, or you're the Lamp Manufacturers of America, whatever, whoever you are. If you are not a certified political PAC organization, you can still give according to the ruling the Supreme Court came down with, 3 or 4 years ago? It was after the last election, so this is the first year you're going to see
the impact of it.
And by the way, Barack Obama's running out of money. He spent $40 million last week.
Wow.
In Ohio.
Wow.
$40 million in Ohio to buy radio and television advertising. 1 week, one state, $40 million. Now, does it work? Polls suggest that he was down a point or two before the advertising. Polls taken over the weekend suggest he's up a point or two in Ohio because of the advertising. So this isn't his money. Money that's raised, they both have said they're going to raise $1 billion before the election. Most of it will come after the conventions, between the convention and the election itself. And that's only part of the story. The advertising guild, of America, or whatever it's called, I forgot, the Radio Advertising Bureau,
right,
claims that $5.4 billion will be spent in the political campaign this year. So if $2 billion is spent for the presidency, another $3 is going to be spent on Congress, the Senate, governors, all of that stuff.
And how much are we in the red as a country?
But
you
that's,
know?
Well, this is money.
Here's the upside of that.
You don't know whether some Chinese guy is writing a check and giving it. This money could be coming from literally anywhere.
Yeah, you know what, though? The candidate who's getting those billions of dollars, you know, instead of to run his campaign, why doesn't he put that towards our country? He's going to get my vote. Go get a soapbox, stand on it, whatever. Bring it back to the olden days.
That's why.
We've already started to see,
and this happens all the time, you're going to see it with Obama and Romney both, where they're digging into who's given to some of these super PACs.
Yeah.
And they're finding just, and there was a story I just saw 10 minutes ago about somebody they found giving it, and it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's disgusting.
It's the seediest.
Yeah.
But here's the upside.
Yeah.
All of that money is getting out of their hands and into the economy.
Right. It's coming.
It's being given to the television and radio stations, trickle down, blah, blah, blah.
Only, I would say nothing if some of it were coming here, but none of them are doing national buys on any national program.
No, they're helping our local stations.
Yeah, they're helping the local people. There are 7 or 8 states, maybe 9, that are considered up in the air. They can go one way or go the other. So that's where the money, the people that run television stations, radio stations in those markets are going to have a bonanza.
Yeah, so good for them.
So that's good for them. And so we support that. But it's, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, but I think that, and would I be a hypocrite if they were spending some money here? I would still criticize it. But I take the money because they're going to spend it someplace. Yeah, spend it here.
Why not here?
That's the way. That's the American way. A kiss and tell later. 17 before the hour on Good Day. Or kiss them off.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. and we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
It's like you planned it that way, Richie, and I know you didn't. The number of car makers who are switching to electric motors, pretty astounding. Instead of, we ought to have a new company, EMC, instead of GMC. There are belts hooked to the engine, same as with gas engines. Run the power steering, air conditioning, a lot of other things. Fuel efficiency is becoming very important. Price of gasoline up 17 cents. Went down, what, about 20-some-odd cents, and is now back up 17 cents over the past week or so. So a lot of people who are building cars are trying to get rid of a lot of the things. If you can't have a completely electric motor, then you can have a number of smaller electric motors that are running things under the hood. Apparently, GM and Ford are using a new electric power steering on new models. Little motor that connects. Now, I just changed the steering box in one of my trucks, and that has what they call a power assist pump on it. Older truck. So it has, if you're not driving, it's hard to steer. If you're not moving, it's hard to steer. Once you're moving, though, it's hard. It's easier to steer because of this assist pump that's there in it. Well, now they're making, instead of that pump running off of the belts that run off of the main, if you look at the front of an engine, you see what comes out of it, out of the crankshaft, there's a pulley, there's a fan attached to it, and the pulley attaches to a number of contraptions, whether it's the generator, alternator, whether it's air conditioning, power steering pump, all of those things.
Right.
And now, because they are a drag on the efficiency of the engine, the manufacturers are now using electric motors to do that same sort of thing. The belt is an electric assist. You ever listen to the air conditioning go on and off? The compressor goes on and off.
Yep.
You can hear it, You can also see how it affects the engine running. You can hear it engage or disengage, and the same can be said of some braking systems. You can't really hear when the steering is engaging, but it is pretty interesting to contemplate, Richie, using these electric motors, these small little electric motors that are built right
in the
steering pump. There's if you were to follow the shaft down from the car to the steering box, there are a couple of U-joints in there, and what they've done is basically cut out part of the shaft and put in these little electric motors, little electric pumps, and that's with steering. It's actually a pretty old concept, but the ones before, I know some of the older tractors I have a power assist on where we've just cut the shaft and put in, I forget the manufacturer of it, we've put in a little pump, and that takes the steering mechanism and makes it easier. There's nothing that changes other than this little bump in the line. And this happens to be oil. This is hydraulically oil run, not off the fan. It's a hydraulic thing. But the same, I guess that's what we're talking about. Electric motors is the same as hydraulic, Richie, really, when you get right down to it. Yeah. So it's really interesting to see how this stuff is developing. And it'll save
technology,
you
man. It's overall. Always changing.
Yep, it'll save you money. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Medical news for you today, starting with the comeback of an illness we thought we got rid of. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning us about an outbreak of something we heard of long ago, but is making quite a comeback. Whooping cough, also known as pertussis. But what about those of us who had pertussis vaccines when we were young?
Protection from the vaccines that you get as a child wears off over time, and so we need booster doses to make sure everybody's protected. Now we have a booster dose recommendation for adolescents and adults.
That's Dr. Thomas Clark with the Centers for Disease Control, who says more doctors have started to test for whooping cough. In fact, four states have seen a major uptick in whooping cough cases.
Washington State now has had over 3,000 cases. Wisconsin has had over 3,000 cases. New York has had 1,200 cases. Minnesota has had about 1,800 cases.
Not to say you're completely safe if you live in any other state. Dr. Clark talks about the symptoms, which start off like a cold with congestion and a runny nose.
Then a cough develops, and it really turns into probably the worst cough of your life. People have fits of cough. They cough uncontrollably. They cough all of the air out of their lungs, and then they gasp to catch their breath.
Dr. Clark believes everyone should get a booster shot to guard against whooping cough.
These vaccines are readily available, so your doctor should have it. Pharmacies are now vaccinating commonly, and so they often have Tdap vaccines. You can check with your state or local health department and their websites.
On another medical front, we have some good news for smokers who quit. New study out of Germany that finds former smokers live longer than those who keep puffing, no matter when they stop. Even smokers older than 60 get major preventative effects from stopping, according to this study. So do what your friends and family members have told you to do. Put the butts down and live longer, period. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new week on Wall Street, and ahead this week, economic data due out that could move the market either up or down, the latest numbers on retail sales, imports and exports, and the latest report on mortgage applications. College students taking on more of the burden of paying for their education, according to a new survey from Sallie Mae, the nation's largest private student lender, which found that students picked up 30% of the cost of college during the most recent academic year. That's the highest percentage paid by students in the last 4 years. Let's find out what's cooking across the pond. The schedule for today for the Summer Olympic Games in London. We've got basketball action along with beach volleyball, boxing, diving, medal competition and gymnastics, the women's soccer semifinals, and a slew of track and field events. Hopefully that's more than enough for you. Couple of beverage-related closing notes. We start with a beverage so many of us cannot do without on a daily basis.
Oh, smell that aroma in the morning. Make no mistake, we are dropping big bucks on coffee at the office. A new study out from the consulting firm Accounting Principles shows half of all American workers spend an average of $1,000 a year on coffee. $1,000! And about 25% of all workers, 1 in 4, want their companies to provide better quality coffee in the office. Not to mention better quality coffee cups. Always burn my fingers on those cheap cups. Finally, from coffee to something a little stronger. Not long ago, police in Boxford, Massachusetts were called to a backyard party where they say a half dozen cows showed up uninvited, and apparently they were thirsty.
We started knocking over the beers, knocking over the cups, and drinking whatever they can get off the table.
Yes, the cows actually had a few beers. Their beer of choice, by the way.
They seemed to prefer the Bud Light.
The cops said they preferred Bud Light. There you go. The owner of the cows finally arrived and herded the staggering animals back to their field. Maybe those bovine carousers should get together with the Budweiser Clydesdales and really get wild. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, the day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Documents can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffens, the day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash. Hey, get Good Day to Go.
Welcome to DougStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a Good Day to Go, please.
Take us with you with a Good Day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DougStaffin.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.